Okay, Rabbi Sai, we have to continue. The halachas of Hashavas Aveda, but I'm going to share with you a halacha I was zeichet to be mekayim, Yashikreich. This morning, when I was on my bike passing Rabbi Brody, I spoke about this halacha 31 years ago in Morningside Acres when we were learning brachas. Since then, we haven't learned brachas in the summer. It's a special schus, Jerem Chonin. So I gave shir then, and I never was zeichet mekayim until this morning. So I'm going to share with you the halacha. We were learning then the sugya in brachas of all the things you're not allowed to do koydim atfilah. And basically, there are three things you're not allowed to do koydim atfilah. Three categories of things. You're not allowed to greet someone, right, before davening. Right? That's the one I'm going to talk about. The second thing is you're not supposed to eat before davening. And the third thing is you're not supposed to do whatever tzrochav is considered, which the velt is noig lahakel by tzrochim mitzvah, if you're exercising, that's for brius, if you're exercising for gishmak, you shouldn't do that before davening. Right? You're practicing basketball, not allowed to do that before davening. But if you're doing a cardiovascular, you do it out for shame brius, that's called like a dvar mitzvah. So that you could do koydim atfilah. So each one of these categories is complex, and the application is complex. By achilat, some holds it's the raisin. Mechaschinuch holds it's the issa the raisin. To eat before davening. Mechaschinuch says that the reason why the Rambam paskened that you're not allowed to even taste, because the lashon is to eat. Have a little piece. Have a chatzi rogele. Zok the mechaschinuch, since l'shitas haRambam, the issa to eat before davening is the raisa for l'soichel al adam. Chatzi shir also menater. That's why chatzi gezayis is awesome. Sounds wild, but it's a minchas chinuch. So that's the reason why you can't eat anything before that. Now again, we're mekel with water, and water extended itself to coffee, and coffee got sugar in it, and milk, and now it's a gishmak of coffee. That, if you look at the earlier doiris, they were very careful. It's a little coffee to give you a little bit of a brand for davening. And then, you know, how could you get a black coffee? Put a little milk in. No sugar. Sugar was the last thing to be made. Marsham says, Efshi, you could put in your mouth a cubicle, not in the coffee. That's the rechayda. Put a cubicle in your mouth, and then, azoi, to keep it in your mouth while you're swallowing the coffee. So you know, Chana, what I say today, coffee. You can't have a coffee. You need eggs. Eggs without potatoes. It's a gate. It's all the black yenna black coffee that they were making a couple hundred years ago. This is mistalviv given. So anyway, we're not going to talk about the eating part, right? We're doing the malachas before. Each one needs its own. It's a sugya. It's a mamash sugya. Eating is the most complex, but each one. But greeting is one of the things that I'm very machmir with. My kids in Eretz Yisrael know that even on a phone, I treat a phone like mashkin lepischa. I treat a phone call like mashkin lepischa. And even my kids are already holding in the afternoon. When they call me, and I'm holding before davening, I tell them, tzafru daven, tzafru daven. So the shaila is, what do I do if I pass Rabbi Brody, and I'm biking, I'm going down the hill, otherwise I wouldn't be going faster than him, but I'm going down. He's going up. And I see him. Am I allowed to say hello, wish him atzlocha? He's on the road. So matzlocha. So I mamish gave shir on this topic. I was like, in over 30 years, the first time I was able to be mekayim. It never happened. I never had the opportunity. So lemaisa, there are two possible problems of greeting somebody before davening. One is the concept that you're greeting somebody, you're giving somebody kovet before the Rabbanu Shlomo. The Gemara calls it a bomo. You're making him an asoy bomo. That's the Gemara, the end of Yudalit in Brachas. You're making him into a boma. It's a very serious thing. That's one. And one is specifically that you're using the shame of Hashem, the name Sholem, which is Shmoy Shalak HaKadosh Baruch. So there's a machlekes rishonim, right? If these two things are intertwined, and therefore, since the Gemara says that the whole Isser is only b'mashkim u'pistum, The Isser is only if you're going to greet him. Not if you just back raid. You meet him in the street. So then it's not a problem. Right? But if you're going to greet him, that's why I was very against the minig of going to Chasanim in the morning. Right? The minig of going to Chasanim in the morning, and then they go together to shul before the Olam Davened. That's quite a matfilin. Given she gives man tefillah the Shulchan Aruch paskins also the adam lahaktim lepesach chaveru editin leishal. Right. Anyway, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. So that's why I don't like the minig of going to chasan. The way they used to do it, it's an old minig. They used to go to the chasan's bayis. They would start davening pesukim the zimra there. It's a very weird thing what they did, and then they would walk after they did pesukim the zimra. They would start walking the chasan to shul. And the way I explained it is, because to go and bring the chosin to shul before they started davening, that would have been this problem. That's why they did this weird minig. It's a weird minig. If you look at the earlier minig, the earliest time the minig is brought down, they had this mud in the minig. If you look in the Mishkan Betzalel on Nisuin, Chelik Aleph have a whole simon on this idea of going to the chosin before. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to be makdim lepesach haveri litein lo yishalei. So Shulchan Aruch seems to hold, unless you have both chesroinus. Number one, I'm going to give you kavod. Kavod meaning I'm going to greet you. If I pass you in the street, I'm not going to give you kavod. We happen to pass each other. If I go to your house, I'm giving you kavod. It could be a phone call is kavod. Right? The Shvus Yaakov says even to go to the guy's seat, you're in shul. That's why in yeshiva, a lot of times we'll have Adam Choshev. I remember we had Shum Kamenetsky, till the Gesundheit, years ago he came. I didn't even go to give him shalom before that. Until after Shmanes, I didn't give him a shalom. Because to go to where he was sitting, many hold that's called maskim l'pischa. It doesn't just have to be you go to his house. You make a concerted effort to go to them. That's already a problem. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch says you need both. Also, you can't be maktim l'pischa haveri. V'litein lo yishalom, the shalom shmo yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, it is. Meikir adin, Shulchan Aruch holds if you pug up by Baderach, Mutter Litain Leishol. That's the way Roiv the Rishonim holds. So Roiv the Rishonim would hold that if I was walking in the street, forgetting this morning I passed a roadie on a bike, if I was walking in the street and I passed by anybody, not even Adam Choshev, like Rabbi Brody, even a Poshet to eat, not hard to find a Poshet to eat, but let's say, I also could say Shalom. And that's the way Roiv the Rishonim passed it. So Aloha, you could say Shalom. But we're machmer not to do that. Why we machmer not to do it? Because there's a yeshayimim. The yeshayimim say, "I feel b'moitzei chaver b'shuk lo yomer el tzafri demorei." So even though it's a das yochid, most of the rishayim hold that the whole iser is only to go greet him, and therefore, if you pass somebody in the street, it's not a problem. That's why by chosn by me it spits. You're going mamish chosn day b'lemelach. You're doing all the things that l'chor you don't do before davening. You want to be mamlech this guy before davening. Doesn't sit well by me. So I know people don't like it. I'm a party killer. But I also don't like dancing on Travis. What can I do? I'm the last guy who likes the party killers. I don't Rebbe Chanan knows. I love that they should be. I'm not saying I'm such a great party guy, but that there should be partying is gewaltig. But before the Shabbos is Isser Akida. So, you know, you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. Okay, if you're a coolest just walking around, it's not really cool dancing. And, you know, there's coolest. But what's happening to Benkel's eye? Dance the whole week, start dancing once it's Shabbos. And dance until Ben Hashmash is Friday. Dance the whole time. And when the Shulchan Aruch says, don't dance, Shlomo Melech says, Ace Luke. It's the time to dance. There's only one day you're not supposed to dance. First time, the people come over, Rov, could we just hold the hands and go, just, it's one day. Don't dance. Dance always. Yeah, but Shabbos Kishman. Gutos in the Yetzer Hara. There's one day that the Shulchan Aruch says don't dance. Shabbos. What's happening? What do we have to look for answers? The one day not. Dance the whole week. Dance with the Rashi. As he explained to the Rashi. No problem. Call out somebody say to the mountain. But Shabbos, that's the way I feel. That's why I don't look for. So same thing over here. I feel like that's why I'm very makbid with this. And may Oidi, I never gave somebody shalom in the street until this morning. I gave him, see, not only gave him, I gave him a thunderous shalom warrior. I screamed at him. I don't know if you heard it. We were biking the whole, I don't know if you heard my greeting, but. What? You didn't hear him.
As, when you whatever you said, I made me fly up there.
So I said then, I said that if you look to Rishonim, so Be'etzem, on the one hand, you feel you want to say Shalom Tayyid, and if Roy Rishonim hold, you're allowed to say it when you meet him in the street. So I would want to, but the Shulchan Aruch gives another Eitzem. If you say Tzafer Demor Tava, everybody agrees. Why do you say Tzafer Demor Tava? Kidei Sheyitein Leiv, it's also, you should remember, Shelo Yisakev B'dvor Machim Klal Atzi Yisbal. That means, even the day in Shulchan Aruch that's being Machmer, is not because since it's Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't do it. It's because Litein Leiv, to remember, I'm holding before davening, I should be Misakev. So I was giving Shir Morningside Acres in Monticello, and I told Oilam, the only time I would say, Mamish, give a guy Shalom, is if you're both biking in opposite directions. And Mamish, there's no Misakev. It's clear from the whole greeting, we're not being Misakev. I'm wishing you Hatzlocha. Then you can demos cancel the song. So it took 31 years for it to happen. This morning I had such a matzvah. I said, Shalom Abroch! So basically, Aloch Lamaise, your anhoga should be, when you stop passing somebody in the street, there you could stop. Meaning, you're supposed to remember that we shouldn't forbring zich now. That's the point. The Tzavah Demar Tava, according to Shulchan Aruch, has another maila. The maila is that we remember that we're not supposed to we're not supposed to have what you call a chill. We're not supposed to have a chill now. So that's the whole tachlis of the Tzafer Demor Tava. So what I said then was that if you're in a matzev, where the whole matzev is mechayiv, right, you're running to a gate to chop a flight, and he's running to another gate. If you're both by the same gate, say Tzafer Demor Tava. But if you're going to one gate, and he's going to another gate, you're running to, then you could say shalom. If I can't wish the guy Tzlocha, some brocha, Vatzlocha, if I'm allowed to give you a brocha, B'shmei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's gevaldik. Tiknu Levorach Es Chaveri B'Shem. There's a mile to give a guy a brocha with the Shem Hashem, if you can. But the Teretz is normally, you have this other issue. But since it's only G'day Zadak, so if you have such a matzim, so basically, whenever you meet somebody in the street, you should greet them, if you're just passing. Al Tzmaktim Shalom L'Chaladim, you should greet them. But you shouldn't use the word shalom, you should use a shinui. The purpose of that shinui is not so much because you to limit your greeting, but to know that now, like he says, kidei shegitnu leiv, she'osel l'sakim b'dvarim achir. Right, but if you're both torah b'derech and you're not going together in that derech, then you could mamish, you give the guy bracha using shmoy shalakodesh. Okay, just figured I should share with you the.